the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
This is the Alfred Daily. Stay safe, Shaftesbury.
It's Thursday, the 26th of November. I'm Kerry Jones.
I'm James Cridland. And can a local daily podcast give your community something to be thankful for? The power of podcasting is excellently told in a video that we linked to from Shaftesbury in Dorset in England. In a presentation made for a radio conference, Kerry Jones tells a great story of a hyper-local podcast, The Alfred Daily. A prolonged failure at Amazon caused issues for some podcast hosts as well as other services. Anchor had to remove its website altogether. RSS Podcasting also had some issues, as did WNYC. Podcasts, however, remained available throughout, and all services appear now to be up and running. Devcasts is a new podcast app which we spotted in our user agent's work. Devcasts is a podcast app specifically designed for developers. In Bulgaria, the podcast scene may have a way to go, says Svetoslav Todorov in Balkan Insight, but it's gaining momentum fast and already has the potential to transform a dire media landscape, they say. You'll find that linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. And you'll also find this linked too, Dan Meisner looking into reviews on Apple Podcasts. Wednesday might be the best day to ask for them, he suggests, and people take longer to say when they don't like your podcast than when they do. At Large Media has added AccuWeather podcasts to its Cabana podcast network. Spotify is producing 60-second podcast miniseries about the US Postal Service, which will run across the Spotify platform on an assortment of Spotify-owned podcasts. Podtrack is to make improvement to their podcast reporting dashboard next week. The company offers free podcast consumption data and mails details to their current users. And Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta gets interviewed by Inside Podcasting, whoever they are, about the Spotify Megaphone purchase. He says streaming ad insertion monetizes a show as an app, while dynamic ad insertion monetizes a show as a podcast. There you go. It's clear as day.
Ahora sí, bienvenidos a 80 Cuentos.
And in podcast news, 80 Cuentos is a new bilingual podcast produced in Spanish and English, featuring artists, writers, creators, and podcasters currently in quarantine. And a new Guardian podcast looks at the refugees stuck in legal limbo in Australia, called Temporary. It's available now. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.